Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Run for Their Lives plaque and new tree dedicated in Newton Center. By Adam Bernstein. Visitors to the Newton Center Green the past 2 weeks may have noticed a modest, dark plaque and small new tree in the grass next to the large, colorful piano. While the eye-catching piano is part of the well-publicized Spark Newton Artful Piano Project, the background story of the plaque and new tree may be less known in the community. Run for Their Lives, or RFTL, was the global grassroots effort of local groups, numbering over 230, according to the RFTL Instagram page, to conduct 1 kilometer runs every Sunday during the 2 years from the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel, resulting in 251 Israelis being taken hostage, to the October 13, 2025 release of the last living hostage. RFTL's website states as its purpose, "Until this crisis is resolved, the world risks normalizing this unbearable situation. Our focus is not on the how, whether pressure on world leaders or military pressure. We are solely focused on the what, doing everything possible to bring them home." Some local RFTL groups still hold smaller events. One local RFTL group coalesced at first at Amory Park in Brookline, before growing larger and meeting in Newton Center every Sunday. The group sometimes ran and often walked around the Langley Triangle lot with American and Israeli flags. Eilat Schultz, a Brookline resident and one of the organizers of Run for Their Lives, told Fig City News that the weekly gatherings would often feature speakers, many with connections to the hostages, prayers, and singing of the Star Spangled Banner, as well as Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem. She said, "It was difficult to be so immersed in the pain each week, but crucial to keep up awareness about the hostages' plight and necessary to have a space to come together to both mourn and hope." When asked what was most meaningful to her about Run for Their Lives, Ms. Schultz cited the weekly gatherings following the deaths in captivity of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, a 23-year-old with family and many ties to Newton, and Carmela Gatt, a 40-year-old yoga instructor from Tel Aviv known to Ms. Schultz. Ms. Schultz also said the Run for Their Lives meeting commemorating what would have been the first birthday of Kafir Bibas, who was taken hostage at 9 months old with his parents and 4-year-old brother and died in captivity, was the saddest birthday in the world and felt like it could have been any one of our children. After the hostage crisis ended earlier this year, the RFTL group no longer convened regularly, but their efforts had attracted attention and commendations from many in the community. At 11 a.m. on Sunday, July 19, 2026, approximately 100 RFTL participants and community members gathered in Newton Center to dedicate the plaque and tree planting. Ms. Schultz, Newton State Representative Greg Schwartz, Brookline State Representative Tommy Vitolo, and Rick Lipoff, Newton City Councilor from 1996 to 2008 and 2014 to 2026, all spoke at the event, which was also attended by another Newton State Representative, Amy Sangiolo. Representatives Schwartz and Vitolo spoke about how meaningful the RFTL events were for them, with Mr. Vitolo stressing the importance of fighting anti-Semitism while acknowledging what he described as the difficulty of the road ahead. The gathering ended with the crowd singing Achenu, the Hebrew prayer for those in distress or in captivity, followed by Hatikva and the Star-Spangled Banner. Mr. Lipoff, who delivered prepared comments at the event on behalf of Mayor Mark Laredo, told Fig City News, "The Run for Their Lives gatherings were a much-needed support group for me and many others following October 7th. It began as a vigil and became a community. We're grateful the city agreed to commission the commemorative plaque and tree planting." That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.